Well, good morning, everybody. What a joyous day to be here in the house of the good Lord. I got some 3 pages here of funny things that kids wrote about God. Let me tell you something. Number one. The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not admit adultery. Admit, get it? Commit adultery, admit, oh my goodness, wake up people. Okay, here's one that will surely get you. Wait a minute, where'd it go? Okay. Solomon wasn't that great. He was one of David's sons. He had 300 wives and 700 porcupines. Oh my gosh, I couldn't stop laughing on that one. Wait a minute, here we go. Moses died before he ever reached Canada. Then Joshua led the Hebrews in the Battle of Jericho. All right. Anyway, very good, folks. Today I was thinking about our first reading, this beautiful story of Abraham and Isaac. And I was thinking about this. There's this kid who, well, he's not a kid anymore. He was in high school when I was at Greenwood. He was in the youth group, and he just moved to Hollywood. And I wrote to him, and I said, make sure you don't lose your faith. Be careful not to lose your faith. And we all know what happens in certain places. And he said, don't worry, Father. I made the decision a long time ago to always be Catholic. And that made me very happy. But then I said, well, you know, it's good, but it's a daily commitment, recommitment. And, of course, I'm stealing that idea from this book that I love by Father Mark O'Keefe, one of the monks at St. Mybert, and it's called Deciding to be Christian. And it's a really good book about how, I'll just read you a little bit from the beginning here. The future Christian, and the future is now, will decide to be Christian because he or she has a concrete and deep experience with God. The future is now. The days are past when we can expect most people to remain Christian simply because of custom, society, or family pressure, or because of a dry conceptual acceptance of doctrine. In our day, if we are truly Christians, it is because we have decided to be, usually based on some personal experience of God's presence and invitation to us. We must each make an adult decision, and it's a decision to make every day. Now, he goes on to say, who are we to judge, who, after all, can judge the heart and commitment of anyone else, especially when it is so hard to judge our own? What can count as a true member, blah, blah, blah. But then he says, but Christian discipleship was never meant to be half-hearted, part-time, or lukewarm. In other words, he says it is like it used to be that, yeah, my parents were Catholic, so I'm Catholic, and my kids will be Catholic, and their kids will be Catholic. There's so many crazy forces at work in our world today. The devil is trying to steal everybody outside that he could possibly find. And we have to make a decision, a daily decision, to be disciples of Jesus. And it's up to us to help our children and our grandchildren and our godchildren and our friends, our neighbors, our everybody that we know to get to that place of making that decision themselves too. Because just having a kid baptized doesn't guarantee they're going to stay Catholic. We have to help them to make this decision, that's what I want for my life. Like, I want Jesus more than anything else in my life. And we see in our first reading this momentous decision of Abraham, where he goes up to Mount Moriah with his son Isaac, and willing to do the thing that makes no sense to him whatsoever, but willing to having made a decision to follow God no matter what, he's willing to do whatever he hears God say to do. And fortunately, It was just a test. And God rewards Abraham tremendously for having passed the test, because he says, since you did not withhold, I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son. Of course, then God the Father provides the lamb. There's this moment that is left out of this scripture because the verse was taken out for some reason, but who will provide the lamb? Who will provide the offering? And God the Father looks at Abraham and says, I will provide the lamb. And that is the Lamb of God that we have at Holy Mass. But then Abraham, God tells, the messenger says to Abraham, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and your descendants and make them as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command. All this because you made a decision and you followed through with it. You made a decision to put me first, and you followed it no matter what. And you will be richly blessed for that, and your descendants, your children, and your children's children will be richly blessed because you made a decision, and you've renewed it even in the hardest moment, on the hardest day, you renewed your decision. Like, oh my gosh. I always think, like, as vocation director, you know, like, if we could, like, man, get to that place where, like, Lord, in the heart of every young person, I make a decision to follow you no matter what. Whatever you ask me, like, I make this recommitment, and if Lord wants me to be a priest, I'll be a priest. If he wants me to be a nun, I'll be a nun. Whatever it is, but, like, that we just, we follow our Lord and that commitment, that daily decision to follow Jesus and to not just have him as an appendage to my life, a little thing over here together with all these other things, but that my faith is the core of my identity, and that I'm not a father and a husband. I'm a Catholic father. I'm a Catholic husband. I'm not a son or I'm a Catholic son. I'm a Catholic. And that is at the core of our identities as people. That's what that making of that decision will do for us. And it's like this says, it doesn't just reward us. God doesn't just reward us for that beautiful faith. There is a domino effect of grace that is unleashed in the making of that decision. So let us ask our dear blessed Lord to help us make a daily decision for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.